You will hear a talk about the history of a poetry award. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 11 to 15.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this year's award ceremony for the Antonia Watson Memorial Poetry Award. As with previous years, the competition has been particularly fierce and we received numerous excellent entries, so it's an incredible achievement for our three finalists who are sitting here amongst you, and we should congratulate them all. However, as with every competition, there can unfortunately only be one winner, and we will be announcing them shortly. Before we do, though, a few words about the award itself. As most of you know, the Antonia Watson Memorial Poetry Award has been presented annually since 2010 and was presented biannually for two more competitions prior, once in 2008 and once in 2006. It is entirely funded by Antonia Watson's very generous parents, who offer £1,500 to the author of the best poem on a topic announced at each previous award ceremony, as well as £500 to the first runner-up and £250 to the second, bringing the total up to £2,250. Now, a few words on Antonia Watson herself, without whom none of us would be standing here today. I briefly knew Antonia while at university, where we were flatmates for a year, and I'm afraid that any speech I give will not be able to do her justice, as she was the kindest, sweetest person I've ever met. Thankfully, this part of my speech was written with the assistance of one of her siblings, Thomas Watson, who was not only her brother, but also her best friend. Antonia was born in Slayford, Lincolnshire, in December 1986. From a very young age, she displayed an inquisitive and creative nature, matched in volume only by the gentle kindness of her spirit. She wrote her first poem, named Love Barks, about the death of her dog at the age of 10. This was also her first poem to be published at her school's newspaper, just 2 months after another of her poems, Be Kind, won the 1996 Triad Children's Writing Competition and was published in the competition's anthology. While her early forays into poetry were crowned with impressive success, Antonia unfortunately ceased to write for a few years following the death of her very dear grandfather, Peter William Watson, in 1999.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 16 to 18.
While her early forays into poetry were crowned with impressive success, Antonia unfortunately ceased to write for a few years following the death of her very dear grandfather, Peter William Watson, in 1999. Despite her writer's block, however, her artistic nature didn't lie dormant during the next 4 years. She had an active role in various theatre plays, and she also ventured into painting. A few of the plays are available on the internet, and you can find several of her self-portraits on our website, and you can see for yourself how impressive they are. But poetry, of course, remained her passion even then, which is why in 2003 she resumed writing, and her next poem, The War on Both Sides, was published in her college's journal. At the age of 18, Antonia moved to Sheffield to study English literature at the University of Sheffield. This is where she and I met, spending a whole year in adjacent rooms in a flat in central Sheffield. This is also where I met her good-natured, generous parents, Mr. and Mrs. Watson, who came to visit her regularly and always treated me like a daughter as well. Antonia and I grew very close during that period, and while we ran in different circles, we always found time for each other every week. Antonia self-published one collection of poems in August 2005. It was named Burning Stars, after the poem on page 16, which is also the date of her birthday. It was an immediate success amongst her peers at the University of Sheffield, and it was so cherished by her English literature classmates specifically that it had attracted the attention of one of her lecturers, who put her in touch with a literary agent. She had been due to begin working on her second collection right before her tragic passing in a car accident just 5 days before her 19th birthday in December 2005.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 19 to 20.
Antonia was always interested in societal shifts and how they affect humanity as well as the environment, and this award was designed to reflect her faith that regardless of what we do, we are all inherently good. With this in mind, all of the topics this competition has dealt with have been about the potential and the positive side of humanity, such as this year's Young Love theme or last year's Inner Power theme. We've had poems about personal strength, about immigration, about gender equality and peaceful protest. And hopefully in 12 months, the poems we'll be awarding will be just as inspiring with the topic of poverty. I know Antonia would be really proud of what her parents and what all of you together have achieved. So, finally, let's get on with the actual award. As I said before, it's been a fierce competition this year, and with more than 5,000 entries, it was quite the task for our three judges to cut them down to just three. But our three finalists definitely deserve to be here, and without further ado, I would like to